What's up, you guys? Before we get into this most excellent episode of Joy Tactics, I want to let you guys know that I'm going to be in New York City on May 5th. That's right, New York City on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo at Union Hall. Get your tickets now. Link in the show notes. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fucking lit. I'll see y'all there. And one more thing. Enjoy this most excellent episode of Joy Tactics.
He's alerted. By the way, where is Eric? You just totally just like hijacked, like just came in, grabbed the mic, and Eric is just like picking up his clothes right now.
He's crouched on a stool.
Does he want to come back? Is he okay?
Why do you guys want him to come back?
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
So, okay. We all know that there are things called homes, right? This is where you live.
If you're fortunate
enough to have a home, this is where you live. It's where you sleep. It's often where you eat. It's where your family lives, your pets. But what do you do if you go on the road, you're traveling, you're doing sold-out shows across the country, you're doing medical tourism, whatever. Where do you stay then? You don't have a home there. So what you have to do is stay at another type of place, which is what they call hotels.
Should you be so lucky? Now, there's something that I say at the end of... We all, a little peek behind the curtain, all three of us do stand-up comedy. Okay, cat's out of the bag. It's true.
Right.
We do.
And we're crushing
it. Okay, and it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Mm-mm.
So we're crushing it incredibly so. Mm-hmm. You couldn't imagine the types of 45 tickets we do in Seattle, stuff like that.
Yeah, okay? Right.
And that's not even
And it's even a little bit more than that, to be, just let's just be honest.
Okay, but one of the shows was about 45 people.
One of the shows was 45 after 98 people saw that first show.
You know what I just thought of just now? Yeah. You know how people like put out a poster and it's like this like fucking 50 city tour with, and it says like sold out, sold out, sold out. And you're like, damn, like they're really like selling tickets. Mm-hmm. You could do one of those tours, but have a venue with a capacity of like two people and just look like you're selling out shows
country. Why don't you do in-call comedy? The in-call comedy club. Come to my house. Yeah, just I'll go to your room. You have your friends over. There's a video of like Shine Down or like one of those really POD type of bands or something that does like WWE genre rock. There's a video of them on YouTube doing like an acoustic set for a bunch of people in like the early 2000s in like brown Hurley hoodies. Listening to them just like rock out in their apartment, smoking hella cigarettes.
That's like cigarettes. So Far Sounds. We need to do Joey Tactics So Far Sounds.
We need to do that, whatever that is.
Do you know? Oh, Nate, you would love So Far Sounds, dude. So Far Sounds is a way to bring music back to smaller abodes. This is what, remember that guy that lived below us in Chicago named Dank?
Yeah.
Remember Dank?
Barely.
Dude, you would remember Dank. he would throw So Far Sounds shows in his apartment. Basically, So Far Sounds
just
hits people
up
for apartments for a house show.
Is this like a company?
It's a movement.
Okay.
Dude. Oh, man.
You're so tapped into movements. And
I don't like to... Yeah, right, I am. I don't like to brag about that, though.
So what I'm saying is, and what you guys are saying is... What I was going to say is about doing stand-up, to tie it back in, is that a lot of people say, get home safe. Okay? What do I like to say? I like to say, but... And then once you're at home, be safe at home.
A
lot of people who getting home is the safest part of the safest part of your day. Sometimes the safest place you got is the most dangerous place you'll ever be. That's what I'm saying again.
That hits home so hard. It makes me emotional almost to hear that.
Well, look at you right now because you're in a hotel, and I know that there's a bunch of, you know, Airbnbs that all your friends are staying in right now, but because of your violent tendencies, they wouldn't allow you to stay away.
Can you do a hotel review right now of your current hotel that you're in?
Let me throw it down like this. I don't want to expose anybody. This is just how it goes sometimes. But we are staying and this will be this festival will be over by the time this comes out, so I'm not doxing anybody. We are staying in a hotel called The Thompson, okay? Sarah Sherman
is
here.
In Austin, Texas.
In Austin, Texas. Now, here's what's curious. We are constantly being divided by class everywhere we go, whether we like it or not. So here's what happens. Sarah, what hotel are you staying at? I'm staying at The Thompson. And I said, that's interesting because I'm staying at a place called The Tommy. Now, listen to this. Apparently, what they've done is they have something called The Tommy, which is much smaller rooms. The toilet's in the shower. Basically, the desk is on the sink right here. It's a little bit cramped for the lower level comedians. For if you're on SNL or whatever, you have
why
done
are
this
you there,
or that.
Eric? You're, huh? Why are you in the?
There must have been a clerical error. So it's whatever. But the higher profile comedians go to this place called The Thompson, which is I was in Sarah's room yesterday. Full couch. Full black toilet, and it's not in the shower. The mini bar. This is how revolutions begin. Is little discoveries like this. You know what I'm saying? Being smacked in some place called The Tommy, when the Richie Riches get to go to The Thompson. I won't stand for that.
No, here's what I'll say, man. And this is let's stick to this. As soon as we go public with Joy Tactics, right now. We haven't pushed it publicly much, but once this thing goes out, Eric, it looks like you're drinking shampoo. What is that water bottle?
Yeah, that is kind of.
That's strange. Very funny to make fun of oxygen-enriched purified water called Cielo.
What the fuck is that?
How much?
They do it different in Austin. How much was this? $2.75.
That looks like an $8 water.
I know. I bought it thinking it was.
It looks like soap.
Is it metal or is it a
dish soap?
Blue plastic, dude. Blue plastic.
We love water bottles on Joy Tactics. So what I'm saying is, once we do finally get to the levels of success, which are incoming faster than a fucking asteroid on crack, basically, what I'm saying is, and an asteroid, by the way, is basically one giant intergalactic crack rock. That's what's also interesting too.
That's right. Smoking a whole asteroid.
Yep.
Smoking
that's
a
basically
whole
what
asteroid.
The sun is doing. The sun is freebasing.
Right.
Whatever. So fucking what
oxygen.
I'm saying is, that's right. Well, there's no oxygen. Well,
right. No, it destroys. I don't understand how the sun works.
We'll just figure it out later. Okay, so what I'm saying is Joy Tactics. I can't remember what I was talking about.
And that's fine. We can move on. Hotels. Right.
What we're covering this episode is hotels in the hospitality industry. And we want to get to the bottom of...
Can I give people out there a practical, because a lot of people listen to this and they can't walk away from this podcast with any nugget of knowledge or something that they've learned, and you know they walk away with nothing often from with this podcast.
Okay.
And I know you guys will disagree with that, whatever you guys are going to say. They walk away with having amazing conversations and this bettered their day and made them happier.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to give people something practical, and this is real. Check for bed bugs in your hotel. Okay. If you're staying in a Marriott, and this is what you do, you go into the
bedroom
corner,
bugs,
lift up the fitted sheet. Okay. And go into the corner of the mattress, the corners. That's where you can see them. Okay, and just check the corners for bed bugs. That's my practical tip.
Okay.
Let's go back to the amazing conversations and comedy.
Well, let me piggyback on that. Practical tip number two. Then go behind, there's a TV on a cabinet. Take the TV off. Post on Craigslist. Toshiba LG flat screen, blah, blah, blah. Sell that thing. Cheap, $70. Then what you do is you go to Costco, you replace it with an identical TV that is much cheaper. Then you're walking away with at least $23.99. And check for quarters, by the way. Look behind the drawer. There's usually a quarter or two right there. What's that? A fraction of nothing, right? No, that's nearly Chex Mix. And a lot of people would fucking kill their family members just for one of them brown crispy things that everybody talks shit about. So what I was going to say is that I just remembered. I don't think that if given the opportunity to stay in the Thompson, that I would fucking stay there.
Right.
Okay?
Because of your class.
To be quite frank.
Class solidarity. Activism. Right.
Because I'm literally, if I see somebody, I can't think of an analogy, but something like if I bought a sandwich and somebody behind me bought a sandwich and there didn't have avocado on it and I did, I'd say, dude, put avocado on that right now. If I see somebody in line at guacamole, at Chipotle rather, and they don't get guacamole, I go, dude, what's your Venmo? It's guac day.
Wow.
So what I'm saying,
yeah, I'm feeling kind
is,
of, because if I were Sarah, I would be fucking fighting for my life for me to get into the Thompson room for, you know what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
If I were Sarah, I would be fighting for me, her close friend.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
To also be where she is. And yet I haven't heard a peep from her about
have
this.
Have you seen
anyone? It's making
anyone,
me question her.
You said you've seen the rooms in this nice hotel.
Right.
And there, I feel like in nice hotels, the rooms, all of their money goes into making the lobby, making the facade look incredible for these hotels. And then you go into the room and you're like, this is just a normal fucking hotel. Like, right. Why am I paying like $300 a night for this shit? And they try to fool you into thinking that you're in some high class with the bar, with the fucking, the lobby, with the pool, with the amenities. And it's like, dude, give me a nice room. If this hotel, and you're getting pissed off.
What?
You're getting pissed. You're getting angry at me talking like this.
No, I'm just making me think. Well, I've been staying in more hotels, but it's always been paid for by something.
It's an evil face.
If I was paying the whole price for a place like this, I would be losing my damn mind. You know what I mean?
Because you'd be feeling ripped off. Of course I know what you mean.
I'd be feeling ripped off. Oh, this place is better because it has concrete walls and a geometric coffee table that you can't even use.
Well, it's good in a time of war that this stuff is good, right, but you're not at war. You're at paradise.
Exactly. I think someone just... Think
Have you guys seen
too.
Civil War?
No. And, oh, which
I'm,
one?
I'm boycotting it.
Avengers Civil War?
No, Eric.
Are you talking about the
you
one?
You mean where... Alex Garland's A24 Civil War starring Kirsten Dunst and all the rest. And Jesse Plemons as a psychopath.
I
haven't seen
text.
That shit.
Eric, I just got a text.
From who?
It's from Sarah saying, tell Eric to open the door.
Oh, it's Sarah. Okay.
Okay, this is perfect because I have something I want to call her out about.
Okay, so this is what happens on Joy Tactics. Yeah, we weren't even planning for a celebrity guest that we've had on two times before and calls into the show sometimes at the very end.
Okay, so...
What part of the podcast are you guys at?
This is actually funny because we're doing the part where we talk about something that is basically something you need to be speaking on, Sarah.
Oh,
we're talking
women's issues?
Yeah,
exactly. You, yeah, we're talking about.
You know, your publicist doesn't let you speak on those right now. But what we'd like to ask, we're talking about hotels, and we're talking about how right now you are basically staying in the upper class one, and Eric is staying in the mixed income hotel housing.
I'm in the have, now, and Eric is in the have not.
Right. But we're talking about the ethics of these practices, and I'd like to bring up a case. I won't say the specifics because this is a project that hasn't released yet, but you were on...
They are a little baggy. I think Eric's pants are a little baggy.
Well, that's because
he's
self-conscious
about
really
them,
big.
Or what?
Maybe your balls aren't big enough.
What did he say?
He got mustard on his pants last night at Whataburger.
well, that's...
No, please, please continue. Continue.
Oh, thanks. So what I'm saying is, we were working together in a country that I can't mention, but it's just north of America. And it was an incredible project, everybody will see, that I have only mentioned 17 times on this podcast. And... you were staying in a hotel, which was probably realistically $700 to $1,700 a night. And I was staying in a scary thing, a tower that looked like a Soviet whatever.
That you claimed was emitting an electrical buzzing sound from the walls.
I have it on video. And it's not from the walls, it's from outside, like the black smoke monster in Lost, except clear. Okay,
why
so what I'm
Nate
saying is...
Why is Nate bored and texting right now?
because I'm just I'm
well, he's preparing to litigate.
I just wish you guys would talk about something fucking interesting or ask me a question or, you know.
I got a question. The Breathe Right strip is on, huh?
You know what? I'm seeing a lot of really high intensity salespeople wearing this online, like alpha males. And I'm like, am I like them? Is this like, are we the same?
Yes, Nate, you're doing Zen. You're putting on Breathe Right strips. You're meditating. It's not
ironic.
I
think I'm just like a high velocity, like inside sales.
You're
alpha male
are
trainer.
You breathe maxing?
Breathe maxing?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Have you ever put on one of these?
Yeah, it makes you feel like a god.
Breathe Right strips. By the way, Sarah, you're locked in for the next 3 hours, by the way. Just you thought you were visiting Eric. Just, hi, just wanted to check in and say hello. You're on the podcast now as a guest. We're promoting this everywhere.
I begged to be on the episode. I stood outside the hotel room and knocked and waited to be let in.
So, Sarah.
Yeah.
Tell
everybody. I was in the $1,800
a night. Yeah. You were in the fancy hotel, but what's ironic, and this is God teaching us once again, what happened with the electricity?
Well,
what happened with the hot water? Right.
I was told. So I came downstairs into the lobby at this undisclosed location at 6 a.m.
Schmorschmeasons.
What was that? Yeah, let's just say it rhymes with poor peasons.
Right.
And a wonderful woman met me in the lobby and she was like, Sarah, Miss Sherman, I'm so sorry to tell you this before you go to work at 6 a.m. at a workplace that I shall not name. But let's just say it rhymes with Melevision Mo. And
wait, what's that? It rhymes with Melevision Mo?
Just say what it is. No one even knows what you're referencing. Like,
so,
you know.
It doesn't. Yeah.
She was like, I hate to inform you at 6 a.m, but we do have to shut off your hot water and your electricity. And I couldn't kind of metabolize that kind of information at 6 a.m. So I just went, whatever. I went, whatever. I come back from a 17-hour workday covered in like 18 pounds of makeup, sweat, and tears. I was crying that day, of course. And I go to take a hot shower to kind of like wash off the tragedy of the day. And
which I've spoken about on here.
As she has warned me, there is no electricity, nor is there hot water.
So what is God saying there? Because he was taking care and protecting of the people who were sitting in the cursed tower of the have-nots. And meanwhile, in the haves, God was punishing you and making you sleep in your pile of tears.
Well, God's hand of justice, I think, would say, just because you were have-nodding has nothing to do with me having. So I actually don't think it had anything to do with me being in the s'moresmeasons.
But why was there electricity? Your electricity from your hotel was floating outside of my hotel. See what I'm saying?
I think God was giving his toughest challenges to his strongest warrior.
Sometimes said, the toughest challenge you ever have is the easiest thing you'll ever do. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes a letback is a setup for a come up.
Sometimes a suck off is a suck up. You know what I'm saying? For a. All right,
I think that God was trying to be like, because sometimes I'm convinced that money can buy you happiness. You know, because I'm like, what's not to be happy about? I have a shirt. I got new shoes. I'm so happy. But, you know, as they say, more money, more problems.
Can I say something?
Eric just did a cool gesture.
Sarah, I think that fame, money, and success has warped you in a way that you're unrecognizable from the person that I used to know. And I just want that person back. And I don't know who I'm speaking with right now. I don't know who this version is of you. But I think that this has totally destroyed you and wrecked you in a way that is just... It's not
Johnny
good.
Depp's transition.
So, Nate, you
inside.
Don't think that I'm a queen that deserves to be treated as such?
Well, if you put it that way, yeah. Now that you talking queen logic, yeah, I actually agree with this type of speaking now.
Don't you think if You look like this, act like this, and rock like this. You deserve a little bit to get the red carpet rolled out for you. And when Jack comes to pick you up from the Smorsmeasons, when you go outside to get into his car and he's not 4 inches away from the door. Did you tell this story, Jack?
No.
So this is some queen. Do you want to know what it's like to be a queen for a day?
More than anything in the world, Miss Sherman.
Jack Bensinger. He comes to pick me up from the hotel.
Hi, how are you? Oh, okay.
I step out of the hotel. I crane my neck like this to the right, to the left.
Like a crane.
Just to look for where my friend is in his car. And because I did not see my friend in literally 0.4 seconds, I was ushered back into the lobby by a valet guy going, Miss Sherman, please, please stay inside. It's so cold. I will go get your friend. And I was
probably
like, no,
60 degrees.
I go, I think my friend is like right, you know, a couple feet away. And he ran outside faster than a speeding bullet and made Jack pull all the way around so that he was closer to the door.
What it was is there's a valet ring or whatever. And I didn't drive into the valet thing. I just pulled up to the front door of the hotel, which is on the sidewalk. Instead of pulling into the property of the hotel, I pulled up to the front door that you could have walked out. So then the guy comes and finds me. He's in a fedora and a vest. And he doesn't just tell me to pull into the thing. He actually, like a horse and buggy, he walks in front of my car and is basically vertically Naruto running through the street so that I know exactly how to take a U-turn. He's like doing my flight path for me. And he's doing, like, you know, Naruto run, your hands go behind you. He was just doing that, but his arms are going straight down. And he's, like, hoofing it through the street, takes a left human vehicle style into the valet, runs around the valet to show me. He doesn't just go to the door. He, like, runs fully around the loop of the valet thing. It was quite strange to see. And it's beautiful to see.
And it was because the queen could not be outside in 60 degree weather for more than 45 seconds.
Right.
And because the queen's chariot was more than 6 inches away from the front door. And
now 200
Nate
years ago.
Do you think I don't deserve that?
If it was 1,000 years ago,
checkmate.
You would just have slaves and we wouldn't even have to have this discussion. Unfortunately, we have to litigate it. Oh, would this be sick with this dude? I had this fun experience. Just let Sarah have a fucking slave. You know what I'm saying? That's what she's getting at.
But what I need to say is that, Sarah, you need to be brought back down. You need a reality check and be grounded in some way. Because I feel like you are just in the stratosphere of celebrity and the stratosphere of Hollywood. And I don't know. There needs to be some sort of camp for people like you where you can just get people can like be mean to you and like you live in squalor just to bring you back because you need that. You know, you're going to lose your, if you keep going this way, you're going to lose your mind and lose touch with reality. And isn't that what you need to be in tune with your audience? You know, you're
going to. I know what the deprogramming program would be because I just experienced it myself. And if any of your heads get too big, I might prescribe, Dr. Sarah might prescribe to you doing a show at a college in nowhere, Massachusetts, where I did, again, I'm a queen on TV, celebrity lifestyle, Lamborghinis, helicopters, Ryan Gosling. You guys know the drill. I showed up to a show in a fully lit, fully empty cafeteria. 30 students showed up. The capacity of the room was 1,200, and 30 students showed up, and that was a humbling
Wait, wasn't
experience.
It a community college too?
I don't know.
It was.
You don't know.
I can verify it.
Okay, because I think Jack told me this story.
It was a humbling experience, and it kind of brought me down.
That's good. That's earth. Good. You needed that. You needed that.
That's
and then
pretty good.
All, and then yesterday, all of our friends said that I was annoying. So I kind of.
Well, you are.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's just.
Yeah.
That's just them just telling you the truth, and I'm kidding, Sarah. You're one of the most affable people on the planet, and everyone loves
affable.
Being around you.
No.
What's affable?
You know what? You know what? The fools and haters can't handle when a queen has one too many tequila sodas, and by one
oh, you were drunk off the liquor, weren't you?
Well, by one too many.
When I the mean, queen gets liquored
I mean
up.
One tequila soda.
Yeah, you don't drink ever, and like, I feel. Have you been getting faded recently?
Yeah, Eric held me down by my throat and forced me. He put a gun to my head and said, "We're going out tonight. It's Austin, Texas, girl."
Well, you can't be around Eric and not get faded. He's too alluring. He's alluring.
By the way, where is Eric? You just totally just like hijacked, like just came in, grabbed the mic, and Eric is just like picking up his clothes right now.
He's crouched on a stool.
Does he want to come back? Is he okay?
Why do you guys want him to come back?
Well, we're honored and we're humbled to have you on. Well, and
Nate, what do you need to tell me right now to get me back down to earth?
To get you back down? Well, this is what I want to say is you could offer me. I want to offer a service for friends of yours, SNL cast members, guests that come on the show, that if they really want to be brought down to earth, like. They could sign up for my like 3-week intensive where I kind of like treat them like shit and they have to work like real like manual labor, fast food working jobs. And I put them in full prosthetics. This would be a great TV show actually, where you get to bring, you know, it's like Undercover Boss, but just undercover lower class person. And they just get to experience life as a non-celebrity and they get to remember, oh, People are being all fake to me 24/7, you know, but when I look like when I have the prosthetics and I'm bald and I have a gray mustache,
right.
And you're just walking amongst the street, people treat you like shit. Nobody wants to talk to you. Nobody wants to be around you. All right. And people hate you, in fact. And I think people need to realize that everybody around you is lying to you. Everybody around you is saying is the yes man and happy and wanting to please the queen or the king. So I think if you could just hand out my number to these people, and I think I could provide a service for them for a lot of money, by the way.
Nate, I want to take this a step further.
Okay.
This isn't Undercover Boss. This is Reverse the Swan. And I'm saying these people should be getting full reverse plastic surgery, permanent.
Permanent
so reverse plastic surgery. Now we're having a conversation. Plastic. Now we're having a conversation. Thank you. So plastic surgery is when you do a surgery which is cosmetic to benefit. Right. So reverse cosmetic surgery is not just the uglification surgically, but it's also putting hyper organic matter into your body.
Right.
So instead of using silicone or plastics, whatever they use, microplastics, mm-hmm. they would have to use hyper organic materials such mm-hmm. as what? What's hyper organic? Beans, rice, sausage, shepherd's pie, salt.
And they disfigure themselves Elephant Man style right. by injecting hamburger helper kind of meat into their face, into their body, into their buttocks, and kind of
some say that, yeah.
Then have to live surgically, medically as a hideous freak.
Dude, we're talking about hospitals today.
Oh yeah, that's the theme.
That's probably a good segue to bring Eric back. I just hear hospital and I go, Eric Rahel, sorry.
But what about your amazing hospital joke? Or did I say hospital?
Wait, you did. But we know that you meant to say hotels and hospitality.
Oh, hotels. We're talking about hotels, sorry. I said hospitals cuz I was probably doing an equation in my head, but I meant to say yeah. hotels. And I almost said it again right there. But hotels.
Well, Sarah, do you have anything to discuss about our topic of hospitality in general or hotels or the hotel industry? You travel a lot. You're doing shows on the road. Do you have any opinion about hotels, hotel staff, hospitality in general?
How late you check in and how early you have to check out?
Well, Jack's trying to set me up. He's trying to get... Y'all know my show is $35 for a ticket. He's trying to get a show for free, isn't he?
Well, it's called a sneak peek, like the morning show.
I just have a bit.
Remember?
Where I think it's crazy that how a hotel check-in time is late and a check-out time is early. So my question is, then when am I in the room even? What am I paying for?
Right.
Did you guys?
If you hyperbolize,
already?
No.
I've no. This is
you're
new
paying
territory.
For the sleeping part
now.
I think the sleeping part is when you pay for it mostly.
But then it's.
So you're paying to be unconscious. I'm paying $400 a night
for free.
To not know what's going on.
Right.
And you want to leave.
Sleep right
and
now.
You want
to
leave
up
immediately.
And start talking
you're
shit
done.
About Joe Biden.
You're done with us, aren't you?
No,
I've done my little thing. I've gotten out, and I'm done. I'm checked out. All right, bye.
Eric started doing a weird thing. He started showing me a seltzer that has beer in it, and going like, "Look, you want some?" It's hop water. That's beer, isn't it?
Oh,
it's seltzer that tastes like beer. That's right.
It's hoppy.
I think hotels are a scam, and you should be able to check in at 10 a.m. and you should be able to check out the next day at 4 p.m. because that, my friends, is a day in the hotel.
So you
want to
make a new model?
Yes, because what you're paying for nights of sleep, right? So you're experiencing an unconscious, like Nate is saying, mm-hmm. you're paying to be unconscious somewhere. So that's how they get you, and they're like, actually, your vacation has to be 2 days.
And I want hotels
sleeps.
Right. I want hotels, because it sounds aggressive, it sounds like we're hating, but understand that this is coming from a place of love. We fucking love the experience that you provide top to bottom. You're fucking doing it so well, and we just want more and more. So don't, if you're a hotel and you're listening, don't be disturbed by this. Don't think that we don't respect you and love you. It's just a little off-putting that you, what's going on?
And
what are they doing?
I'm
what could they be doing?
For these hotels,
cleaning.
Girl. Like Airbnb, you can miss me with that. I don't want to stay in someone's dirty, stinky house. I want to be sleeping under union labor roof. I want to be in
we
a
don't rock
real
with unions
building.
On here.
Huh?
We don't rock with unions or blue collar people on this. I just don't want you to get smoked in the comments. You know what I'm saying?
So you're against Airbnbs? Really?
Entirely. Dirty, stinky. I know there's a camera in the toilet. I know that the sheets are covered in someone else's skin cells. I want to be in a hotel.
Reframe that for you, because what if the camera in the toilet is actually a doctor who's going to discover a malignant tumor coming out the booty?
See, and then you just who see else the bad and everything.
And then what if the skin cells on the bed is because Channing Tatum was just there, some fucking powerful human being, and that shit's gonna rub on your back? Now you got Channing Tatum back knee, which is good for you. See what I'm saying?
I do need a camera in my butthole. Wondering. Let me tell you this. Eric Rahel again has held me down by my throat, forced me by gunpoint to eat Tex-Mex food for every single meal. And
know,
not interior
Jesus.
Mexican.
And why is he could just ask you if you want to go.
Because he's my abuser. And my hemorrhoids are on fucking fleek. Right
fleek?
Now.
The hemorrhoids on fleek, queen?
Yeah, and then someone who I won't name last night was like, you know, anal sex is good for hemorrhoids. I was like, that
really?
Can't be true.
Just say that was Shane Gillis. Just say it.
It was not. It was a perfect.
Was that a pickup line?
Well, I didn't know at the time. No, I don't think so.
That's a great pickup line.
But I was like, that can't be true.
That's the ultimate Sarah Sherman pickup line. You know, anal sex is good for hemorrhoids.
I go, take me out to dinner first. I go, yeah. I go, where's your hotel room? I hope the checkout time isn't too early for what we're going to be doing in there.
Back on topic, and that's how it goes. Seamlessly,
yep.
Just like
Joy
that.
Tactics.
You guys wanted Eric back, and then you realize maybe Sarah can bring something to the table too.
Sarah, you're the ultimate podcast guest. I think I've said this before. This was years ago. I said, unsolicited to Danny Catlow, I said, you know who I think would be an amazing, I probably said this to you, an amazing podcaster, Sarah Sherman. And I said this is the ultimate compliment. I said, she doesn't even need anyone to be in it. Bill Burr style Mondays. You're just talking at your fucking MacBook Mini Pro So let's hear that. Air.
Let's just hear that right
solo
now.
Okay, so I said that would be, Nate, I think she would be incredible at that.
This is episode one. Sarah hosts. Welcome back to the Sarah Sherman podcast that exists at 34 minutes mm-hmm. into the Joy Tactics podcast. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hey guys, it's me, Sarah. I'm just coming on to say I'm fucking a little bit pissed off. Okay. I'm in Austin, Texas. Okay. I don't really know much about it. I've been here once before, but let me tell you, I can tell the city has changed. We drove by a CVS yesterday, and what did we say out loud in the car? Why does every building have to look like an urgent care? You know what I'm saying. What happened to, Eric brought up a good point, gargoyles? What happened
to— I just saw a gargoyle.
Can I stop you real quick? I take back that compliment that I said earlier, and
yeah,
I think
you just
you
sounded like
never,
Bill Maher.
You should stay
like,
so
that
far
fucking was really
stay so far away from podcasting and just keep on doing the TV and
no one. Let me continue.
You know, film. Thing.
It's 4:20. It's 4:20. The weed day. You know what they should recriminalize?
Oh,
weed. That's right. Get that drug out of the street.
You just lost so.
Yeah,
you're about to get some very, very bad DMs, some scary DMs
from some very powerful people. Mark Cuban types it, because Mark Cuban is about to put out a strain of weed that is gonna fucking blow your mind and change your tune. By the way,
Sarah, do you for real feel yourself like I need a podcast at all? Like, are you sucked into that realm? Do you feel the pressure of having you don't think about this at all? Oh, I'm gonna do the Squirm Cast. Maybe I should do a pod. Maybe I need to do a podcast.
I have so few funny things to say that.
Oh,
Eric's laughing.
You have too many funny things to say.
No,
I think that
I have to save them for the stage, or else those $35.
You did just do a bit when we asked you to do your podcast riff just now. You did start doing a bit that you do on stage.
I never say recriminalize weed because I don't want to alienate the audience. That's just a belief that you know that I have.
Yeah.
No, but Nate, you did actually tell me. You told me this one time, and I have told Jack that it's one of the highest compliments I've ever received, and in my darkest hours.
Is that true, Jack? Is she lying, or is that
yes,
true?
She's lying. No, she's one of the funniest people.
That when in my darkest hour, when I'm feeling completely like I might as well be better off dead in the ground, and no one would give a who. If I was 6 feet under, I go, you know what? That one time that Nate Verone said on the roof that you have always funny.
Wow, you remember the exact. So do you have you have the geolocation of every compliment you've ever received?
There's not many.
In your life.
There's not many.
There's not many geographically. There are many compliments, but they're oddly in the same place.
Do you want to hear my geographic location of the worst insult I've ever received?
Of course.
Yes.
Picture it, math class. I think maybe 11th grade. I turn around to the girl who sits behind me, beautiful, popular girl
name?
Dating the quarterback of the football team. I'm not going to say her name, Samantha Phillips. She lived across the street from me as well. I turn
Samantha
around
Phillips,
to talk to
Google
her.
It, DM her.
No, don't.
Sorry,
I think she's
sorry,
a really
do That's
successful
I meant to
doctor.
Say.
Bleep it out.
I meant to say don't do it. We're not going to bleep it, but don't do it.
She was a beautiful, popular girl. She dated a quarterback of the high school football team. I turn around to say something to her, and before words can slip out from my lips, she looks at my face like this. She goes, "You know, your features are cute, but they don't come together."
Oh,
that's
my.
Awesome.
And only a teenager can
I
say that.
I was like this in math class. I turn around to be like, "Hey, girl," like this. She says that, and I go, and then I was stuck, like turned around like this, and I didn't know what to do because I was so shell-shocked.
Nothing
so
before
it,
that.
What?
This was just the. This was the first thing she said to you that
first
day.
First thing
was
she said to me
this
that
sentence.
Day. Your features are all cute, but they do not come together on the face.
That is a beautiful concept, to be quite frank.
Wow.
Because it's the idea that you can have. Let's say I give you a burger, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's got some of the best things in the world on it: caviar. Diptyque fragrance spray and one of your best friends, right? Okay, is that really gonna make a good burger even though these things are amazing?
So you agree.
That's what she's
so
saying.
You agree,
right?
Is this the person who made that tweet about SNL women being ugly? This is, she's like doubling down on this. Like,
no, but that what did? I'm not gonna pop off about that, but that was crazy.
What, the tweet?
Yeah.
It was.
It's like,
she was like, is it just me or is every, I forget, was it a video? Like, yeah. She was like, is every woman that's ever been on SNL like so ugly? Damn.
Like, literally, like, myself not included, I would say there have been some arguably drop dead gorgeous movie stars on the show.
If you could see my DMs, I am literally, what I DM you yesterday.
What?
Nothing. Let's just say I am in every female SNL cast member's DMs multiple times a day, every day from multiple accounts.
Oh, you did DM me a picture of you wearing a hat that says, I love women's cum?
No, that is not what it said. It said, women come first with a U, and Eric is doing the Batman stare.
Eric's just looking out into the city.
Well, Eric is on patrol. He's on neighborhood watch.
No, Eric's on suicide watch.
Why does that look so like native to Eric, just staring out of a hotel glass
the Clint
window.
Eastwood of young, you know, leftist men.
People say like, oh yeah, my baby was born like doing this, or my baby was born, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Eric Rahill was born with a rain covered window stuck to his face looking at it like that.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Eric.
They want you back so badly.
Was that Eric Rahill? Wait. Let us just get I'm just curious what could possibly be going through Eric's mind right now, hearing these types of conversations.
Eric is getting recognized left and right, by the way. Is that what you mean?
That's not a surprise. You don't have to tell us or anybody on Joy Tix that.
He is like, I cannot walk down the street with this man without bitches be tripping.
Wow.
Well, you're saying it like you're surprised. It's no, sir. Yeah, Eric Rahill. I think you should leave. 48 seconds. The bear. 8 seconds. What else? I mean, that's...
I'm just saying, I'd like to get a breakfast taco in Texas without being disturbed.
Right.
Right.
Well, good luck.
You know what?
In your brain.
Whoa. Eric's doing push-ups against the counter.
He just told you to say that. He's eating a bag of Fritos.
Eric, would you say that I'm being vacation Sarah and I'm being so fucking fun? Y'all have never seen me like this.
Vacation Sarah?
Vacation Sarah. Wow. I'm drinking. I'm too stepping.
You're letting loose a little bit. You deserve it. You
like Texas.
Fucking
I let two sweaty gay guys whisk me off my feet at the honky tonk.
That's and Eric and Shane.
These two sweaty gay guys literally whisked me off my feet and twirled me around the dance floor and two-stepped.
That's fun. Do we all need to move to Texas and make the leftist army down there to balance it out?
No, because it is a bit trying that there are a lot of comedians who moved here for ideological reasons.
We need to have the woke mothership.
I should go up at the comedy mothership tonight and go, guess what, bitches? Obama was right.
You would because get fucking assassinated. Out. They have drones that detect AI language models that will fucking kill you if you say that kind of shit. It's a mothership.
The motherfucker ship.
What's like the reverse of saying retarded on stage? You know what I mean?
Well, you just said it on our podcast, dude. You just said it on our podcast, dude. That's not cool. Take it back right now. I am one of them. I don't feel comfortable saying that, but I was... But I was in enough classes
interesting.
To get away with
so,
it once a year.
Maybe you should give the mic back to Eric right
I
now.
Really
yeah,
need to poop,
cool.
But I can't poop.
Oh,
in
now you're bringing
Eric's
up poop.
Hotel room
we
is
don't
too small.
Eric's in the ghetto right now.
He's checking his phone in the sink.
The
well, can I say this,
yeah.
Sarah? If you know how in the this is something that you can well Jack that you can maybe understand more so when I speak about things. In terms of politics,
mm-hmm.
you know how
Joe Manchin. Yep.
if the president dies, the vice president gets to become president. And if the vice president dies, then the, I think it's like whatever, the who's next in line after that? The Secretary of Defense. I feel like, Sarah, would you step into the role of if one of us dies, you have to, you're the next in line to be host, co-host of Joy Tactics?
I will kill to secure my spot.
All right. That takes you out of the running. Yeah. We can't have that, but
thank you guys so much. I had a taco this morning, and therefore I have to do a liquid shit.
Good luck with the hemorrhoids. Awesome. Have fun tonight. Be yourself. You've done the work. Trust that you've done the work. Now it's just about having fun. You know what I'm saying?
Give it up for Sarah Sherman. Are you going back to your room? You want to work out later?
Yeah, we're going to work out.
Gym.
Bye, wow, Siri. And just like that, just bye. Randomly,
she's on just SNL. Randomly, she's an on Saturday
SNL
Night
cast
Live.
Just comes on the
wow.
podcast.
That's
just,
the lifestyle,
yeah,
by the
just
way.
Just like that, we, and we. Yeah,
I can't yeah, believe that dog. Just happened. Oh my God. Can we so, decompress for a second?
So what the
holy
hell was
shit,
that like?
I was just
holy
nervous
crap.
As fuck. Dude, whoa, man. Oh, dude, we're really doing it, guys. We're
she
really
was in
doing
my
it.
Room. This
wait.
This is my room, dude. That's yeah.
awesome. I'm fucking shaking right now. I don't know if you could tell, Jack, but I was really nervous in the way that I was speaking.
I could tell, dude, well, and you fucking dropped the ball. I want you to be a writer next season.
I wanted to know what you guys were talking about because I only heard her end of it, but I didn't want to disturb. So I'm glad that you guys got to have that moment.
I would have been so nervous for you. And dude, you're next, by the way. Like,
stop.
You know what I'm saying? You're next.
Stop that now.
I'm serious.
Please.
Yeah. That was crazy, man. I was funny. We don't even have to say what gave us joy because it's clearly that. It's that. Just talking to a celebrity again. So what's funny is, now that she's actually gone, Eric, what was it like having, I mean, we kind of need to decompress with
being
what you've just
out.
Gone through. Yeah.
What happened to me was I literally was walking around the room. I was on my phone and I was just basically, yeah.
Okay. Well, and I want to clear something up. I mentioned that one day Sarah should have slaves. I wanted to be very clear that these are Eastern European style.
Right. Of course.
You know,
I think we assumed yeah. that when you,
okay, cool.
Or I did.
Okay. I just didn't want Sarah slaves. To get in trouble because Sarah's, you know.
So what the hell next. Gave you guys joy this week?
Oh, okay.
I have been having so much fun with my friends here in Austin, Texas. We went to Barton Springs yesterday, jumped in the damn water, swam around.
Oh,
Barton.
Went to a pool. Someone's pool is awesome. But you know what? Something that gave me joy. I did a very small show to very few people here, and a bunch of Joy Tacticians came through.
Whee!
And this is the level of dedication. They messaged me. I was apparently on another show that I got pulled from. I didn't even realize. So they went to a show that I actually wasn't even on. But good thank God I was able to get them into the show I was doing later that night. And guess who was there from the Joy Tactician Squad? The guy who makes all the Joy Tactics
Jeremy.
Merch.
Oh, really?
No, he's not real. The guy who makes all the Joy Tactics. Oh, I'm thinking of Ron Burgundy. Ron Jeremy is very real. And he should be hung for his crimes.
Oh, he's hung for something.
Chill. All
right.
But no, he came through and I had mentioned on this guy's a screen printer, makes the hats. Maybe we'll get some merch going. Who knows? But I had mentioned that I had lost my bear shirt that we got on the set of the FX is the bear. And this guy freaking hooked it up. He screen printed a brand new bear shirt for me and brought it to the show.
Wow.
That's hella nice, and I don't deserve it, and thank you, brother.
I hope that person that. Has children one day.
I hope so, too, and I hope they're well-behaved.
Well, they yeah. will be.
They
will
be.
Because they'll know what it feels
yeah,
like to
we'll
be
make
taken
sure
care of and cared for
right.
In significant ways and long-term ways.
That's correct, sir.
Whee!
Yes.
Okay, so Joy Part 2, Jack. You know what gave me joy as well? I'll tell you. I'm walking with one of the best things in the world in my hand. A bucket of chicken. Korean fried chicken in a bucket in my hand. And what happens? The handle snaps. Chicken flooding all over the ground like a D-Day. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, I'm sad. What could this be about? So what I do is I walk back. This is at the Dodgers game. I walk back to the chicken people, I say, and I'm just expecting the worst. I'm expecting them to say, this is on you, dude. You need to own up to your mistakes. You have to pay again $37 for this bucket of fried chicken. Okay? I get there. I'm really scared. I'm shaking. I don't want to embarrass myself. I say, listen. The guy stops me. He goes, don't even say any more. I know what happened to you just from looking at you. I remember you. And here's a free bucket of fried chicken. Go back. Sit down with your friends. It's on the house. It's no problem. The birds are going to love eating what was on the ground as well. And enjoy the drone show every Friday night. They do an awesome drone show made out of lights. It's beautiful to see something that's used to kill in a vicious, vicious, unheard of ways by the Obama administration and beyond.
He to see them.
Yes, to see, you're going to like seeing them basically make interesting shapes of baseball players. So, that's it.
That's human compassion, and I appreciate that, man.
Humanistic compassion.
Well, I would be remiss not to mention this, but what gave me joy was absolutely our little double date that we went on, me and Jack, with the chicas to salsa and beer. And so I think it's just the quality is so consistent there. You get the same thing every time. It's always the same. You never go there and you're like, man, I'm going to roll the dice on this fucking fajitas plate. It's always going to be bussing. The chips are always going to be bussing. The bean dip's always going to be fucking bussing. Crazily fucking good.
And you know what's fun? Sorry. One of the most fun parts of salsa and beer is when the spicy plate comes with all the smoke coming off of it and everybody starts coughing.
Jalapenos.
Everybody's coughing at the whole table, and that's fun and funny.
Get a bit of coughing in. Man, well, our lives are just going so crazy right now. I'm so happy that I'm so thankful for this podcast that we get to check in amidst the chaos of a rapidly accelerating career, life, whatever, body, body appearances, like physical appearances changing so fast. So
mental health
better, degrading,
but
yeah, I just like really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, man. Whatever you need, let us know.
I am saying appreciate you too much to every single person I ever meet. Appreciate that.
Hey, good to meet you. Appreciate you. Hello, Eric Rahill, WME. It's good to meet you.
Yeah, dude.
You say your That's agency awesome. Right after
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Eric Rahill, WME.
To like family members.
Right.
Well, man. We hope this was a hotel. From the whatever other thoughts are going to be cursing you today. That's and that right. You enjoyed your stay. We hope to see you again next time. A hotel is a haven in a heartless town that you've never been to. That's or that you're there.
Check out the Joy Tactics Hotel is right now. And you're going to have to get the fuck out. Bye.
Now. Bye. Goodbye.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.